This morning our sort of service is loosely, because it is July, just about, loosely based around the theme of holidays. So as we go through the morning, hopefully there will be some holiday prompts, and you'll kind of go with me on the journey as we do. And we'll also think as we do that, just a little bit about how Jesus helps us carry heavy loads through our lives, and how by sort of following Jesus we get a bit closer to God. So, the first question, I've got a number of questions for you this morning, you'll be delighted to know, is just, is anybody going on holiday? Shortly, soon? Any hands? Hands going up over here? So, do you know where you're going on holiday? Gran Canaria. So, somebody's going for a bit of sun. Go on.
France.
Oh, we're good. So, at the moment, we're all going abroad. Go on, young man. Spain.
Mexico.
That's a very long way.
Australia,
this is the furthest so far. David?
Scotland.
So you're taking your umbrella.
Yes.
Elaine?
Holland.
So we've got a whole variety of places that people are going. I've got one young man down here who's very keen to tell me. Where are you going?
South Africa.
Blimey, don't we go a long way from Lochteith? But of course, when we do go on holiday, the first thing we need to do is pack. We take our suitcase, don't we? So, does anybody, any volunteers just want to come and see what I've got in the suitcase? I just need, seven or eight people. Just run along.
I think you better sit there, actually.
Come on, just come out. Anybody? Okay. So if you guys open the suitcase, you can come and help from the back if you want as well. And just grab an item and hold them up so that people can see. So, what we have a mask and snorkel, don't we? What else have we got? Sun hat, a book for reading, of course, some flip-flops. Are you going to the beach? What's that one?
Sun cream.
Charlotte's got a ball. New young man? Bucket and spade for those seaside holidays who might be going there. Nobody likes, so, and you've, oh, look at that. Technology, we have an MP3 player.
And Thomas
got air. And what nobody wants to hold up is this lovely pair of beach shorts. What a fantastic pair of beach shorts, I have to say. No guessing whose those are. Right, do you want to repack the suitcase, guys? Thank you. Because, of course, when we do go away, we have to pack our suitcases. And I'm sure this lot are very good packers of suitcases. Is that everything back in? No, my MP3's not back. Right, fantastic. So, thank you very much. So we pack the suitcase. And as you'll probably guess, this suitcase isn't terribly heavy. But actually, when we do go away, as the next little picture will show, quite often, the loads we carry, you can barely lift, can't you? You know, your suitcases, you see them coming off the conveyor belts at the airport, and people are straining away. So we'll just pause at that point, and we'll just think about those heavy loads. As you already know, lots and lots of people go outside of this country when they go away on holiday. We've got Mexico, South Africa, Australia, Gran Canaria, they're the ones I can remember. So we go away. Now, I wonder if somebody's been to a foreign country before, and did you find that anything was different when you went there? Anybody want to tell me anything different that they found? Yes, Thomas?
It was very hot.
It was hot. Money's different. David?
Language difference,
Chris?
Flat country,
no hills. Okay. Food is different, yes. Young man? Sorry?
Dangerous,
okay. We hope we don't have too much danger on our holidays this year, but you never know. So when we go on holiday, we often find something's different. So I thought I'd ask you some questions about differences in different countries. And the first one, Kath isn't allowed to answer because I know she might know the answer to this one. So when in Russia, it's okay to shake hands while wearing gloves as it's considered to be polite, especially when it's cold. Is that true or false? So hands up if you think it's true. Oh, and false? Oh, loads of people false. So is it false, Toby? It is false. So gloves must be taken off when shaking hands in Russia. Next one, Toby. Okay, in Germany, it's extremely rude to cut food with your fork. True or false?
False.
There's a theme to this in a minute. It's all about food, probably. Anybody think it's true? Oh, more for true this time. Anybody false? Oh, you're about evenly split on that one, I think. It is false. Charles, you were right. Cutting food with your fork is seen as a compliment, as it shows meat is tender, which says something about the Germans. They obviously eat a lot of meat. The last one. So when you've finished eating a meal in the Middle East, you should always leave some food on your plate. Is that true or false? Trues? Okay, a bit indecisive. Falses? Okay, we've got a lot of the Cub Scouts think it's false. It's true. The problem in the Middle East is if you actually don't leave food on your plate, people just keep putting more on it. So you actually should leave a little bit left once you've had enough. Otherwise, you might explode, which wouldn't be good. So I think just like when we go to different countries, things can be different, or you can get things wrong just by not knowing. Quite often as Christians, sometimes we can get things wrong. And the Bible reading today, which Fiona's going to read for us in a minute, talks a little bit about how the early church, when Jesus was alive, was getting some things wrong. So Fiona's going to read.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 19 to 25. At that moment, Jesus prayed, "My Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I am grateful that you hid all this from wise and educated people and showed it to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that is what pleased you. My Father has given me everything, and he is the only one who knows the Son. The only one who truly knows the Father is the Son. But the Son wants to tell others about the Father, so that they can know him too. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me, and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders, and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. This yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light."
Thank you. Now, thinking about this, I've brought two items. Can you see what my two items are? Okay. So they look pretty similar. Do they look similar, do you think? So are they the same thing, sort of thing? I mean, what is the same thing about them both? Go on. They're hammers. Very observant, they are hammers. But if I actually wanted to do something with them, so lots of our congregation are actually camping this weekend, so over near Salisbury. So if I wanted to put in a tent peg, do you think they'd both be as efficient at putting in a tent peg? And probably they wouldn't, would they? So which one should I pick for my tent peg? This one. Yes, everybody's pointing at this one. The real hammer. The real hammer. And that's right, because while they're very similar, actually they wouldn't work in quite the same way, would they? So if I picked this one, it's a pretend hammer. It's not real, it's a pretend one, and it makes a sort of squeaky noise, but it wouldn't knock in a tent peg. Now, when Jesus was on earth, he had a similar problem, really. He had to try to persuade people that he was real. He was the real Jesus, just like the real hammer. And since he was real, that actually meant at times trying to, you know, convince people that was true, and that some of the other things that they were hearing were just like this hammer. They pretend they weren't right. And if you think about it in a way that's not hammer-related, it's a bit like if you watch or read Harry Potter. You remember that at one point in the school's life, somebody came along and put up a whole load of rules that were really just a load of nonsense, and it was just about that person kind of setting things up for their own purposes. So in today's reading, Jesus is explaining that even though the people have been given lots and lots of rules, there's only one true way to get to God, to understand God, and that's through him. So Jesus is, in a way, in the reading, when he talks about the yoke and things like that, is making fun of those pretend rules. So, and you've got to understand a bit about what was happening in the country at that time. So if you were trying to move a heavy load, you'd use animals. And you'd help the animals move that load by putting a piece of wood between them, which was called a yoke. So that bit of wood is a yoke, and it just helped the animals pull. Now, Jesus, in the reading, was comparing the people to the animals, which isn't a great thing to do. You wouldn't want to be compared to an animal. He was comparing them to an animal. And he was effectively saying, you're like those animals having to carry around a whole load of heavy things. The rules that the church at that time was sort of trying to persuade people were the right way to know God. There were lots of rules. It was a heavy burden. But Jesus was saying, if you understand him and you carry his way of doing things, it's actually light, so that the rules are, it's much simpler. Effectively, the pretend rules that the church had put in place at the time were really heavy, but the true way is light. Jesus's way is light. Now, I was thinking, it's quite a difficult thing to get your head into that. So I thought, well, how could I just summarize this at the end in a way that sort of actually makes it straightforward? And it is straightforward, because Jesus is the real thing. So just like a slight adjustment of the Coca-Cola logo, you see Jesus Christ is the real thing. So Jesus is the real thing, and actually, by knowing him, that's the real way to know God. Amen.